The Association of Village Council Presidents wants a new road connecting the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers. AVCP is a nonprofit Native association representing 56 tribes in the YK Delta, and they say the road could bring cheaper energy to the region. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning Barnes reports.
The 40-mile road would run from Kalskag to near Russian Mission.
That's the closest part from the Kuskokwim River to the Yukon.
Mike Hoffman is AVCP Executive Vice President.
And it's been traveled for hundreds of years, probably thousands of years.
According to Hoffman, Russian explorers were using that route in the 1800s. A tram was built in the 40s and 50s, and for decades, people used it to move their boats from waterway to waterway. The tram has become dilapidated, but people still use it from time to time. Starting in 1980, AVCP started looking at building a road instead of the tram. The project never panned out, although studies were done. Then recently, Kalskag asked AVCP to revisit the idea. Hoffman is on the Denali Commission's Transportation Committee, and he brought the road idea to their attention. The commission allocated $100,000 for another feasibility study, and AVCP matched it with another $100,000. The study started a few years back, but AVCP is still waiting to get those results. Hoffman says there's a lot of red tape, but they have high hopes for what a road like this could mean for YK Delta residents.
If it is feasible, which I believe it is, we have had people speaking with in meetings with ARCO and BP up in Fairbanks a couple years back that if our gas line ever gets ready and gets into production, they have mentioned that if that road is in place, they might be able to put a bullet line across there and be able to bring propane down to the Kuskokwim region at we're paying, over $2 a gallon for propane. We would get it just around between 50 cents and a dollar.
He says the road would greatly reduce the dependency on fuel that's being barged in at high prices.
We have to rely on Seattle, Oregon, Dutch Harbor. Our fuel, we have to rely on that. It would be nice to have another part of it, something somewhere else we could go if, make this competitive.
The road would also be more efficient than another option that many politicians have touted, especially during election time, and that's using the Yukon River to transport fuel to the west. That's when a gas line gets built. That option would still require barging down the Yukon River and then back up the Kuskokwim. Hoffman says the proposed road would be a much shorter route.
It could be propane. It could be gasoline. It could be wood. It could be wood. It could be making things a little more accessible to the Kuskokwim rather than having to go all the way down to the Yukon and all the way around to the Kuskokwim.
Hoffman says back when the road was first proposed in 1980, there were some concerns about the road connecting urban and rural Alaska. But he says times are changing.
With the price of fuel, the price of electricity, price of the cost of energy, now people are more receptive to maybe opening up sections like this.
In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.